Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the explanation of part 30 of the Noble Quran, and tonight inshallah we'll focus on Surah Al-Bayyinah, then followed by Surah Al-Zalzala. Surah Al-Bayyinah is number 98. A'udhu billahi as-sami' al-alim min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لم يكن الذين كفروا verse 1, لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that those who disbelieve from among the people of the scriptures, meaning the Jews and the Christians, and the mushriks, the polytheists, the pagans, idolaters, etc., were not going to leave their disbelief until they came to them, or until there came to them clear evidence. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to them as people of the book, people of the scripture. It is because their books remained. Jazakumullah khair. Their books remained until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their books remained containing the modifications and alterations. Yet, however, they are considered, and they are called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that they are people of the book. The Jews, they had the Torah, and the Christians, they had the Injil, the Gospel. And the mushriks mentioned in this verse, those are the idol worshippers from every kind of people, whether they are from the children of Israel or otherwise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is stating here that they are not going to leave their disbelief, and there came to them a clear bayyina, meaning clear evidence. They are not going to leave their shirk or their disbelief until this clear evidence, which clears the truth regarding every matter. So everything which clarifies the truth and makes the truth manifested is called bayyina. It's called bayyina, is evidence. And that's why the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, al-bayyinatu ala al-mudda'i. The bayyina, the proof, is to be established by the one who makes his claim. So everything that makes the truth clear is considered a bayyina, is considered a bayyina, a proof. And this will be, you know, in terms of anything, it will be in accordance with that particular thing. Meaning every proof will be related to its case. So what is the bayyina here in this respect, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned, is Rasulun min Allah, a messenger from Allah. And this messenger is An-Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah Al-Hashimi from Bani Hashim, Al-Qurashi from the tribe of Quraysh. May Allah salam and salam be upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention him by name. He said Rasulun min Allah, a messenger from Allah. This is out of magnification. Why? Because he alayhi salatu wa sallam deserves to be magnified, the magnification that fits him, without diminishing nor exaggeration at the same time. Rasulun min Allah, meaning Allah had sent him to mankind with glad tidings and as a warner. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah An-Nisa in chapter 4 verse 79, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا, and we have sent you a messenger to mankind. And also in Surah Al-Furqan chapter 25 verse 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. All blessed is He, Allah, who sent down Al-Furqan, meaning the criterion, meaning this Quran, upon His slave. Why? لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا, so that He becomes a warner to mankind. He is Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, sent by His sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted Gabriel to give the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam the message from his Lord, to deliver it and to proclaim it to all mankind. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the second verse, He said, رَسُولٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ يَتْلُو صُحُفًا مُطَهَّرًا, a messenger from Allah reciting, meaning the Quran, purified pages, purified pages of the Noble Quran, reciting them to himself and to mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these pages as purified, meaning purified from shirk and from demeanor matters and manners and from all despicable things and from all evil, because it is pure. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in the next verse, which is verse 3, فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَ, فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَ, wherein are correct and straight laws from Allah. Kutub, meaning written, and kutub is a plural of kitab, meaning written. Meaning therefore that on these pages there are matters that are written and valuable and correct matters pertaining to the Sharia as a whole. And if one examines the Quran, he will find it as such. Just examine what's brought in the Quran from the Tawheed to Allah Azza wa Jal, singling Allah alone in worship and magnification, praising Him, glorifying Him above every imperfection. You will find that all over the Quran. Examine the Quran as to the description and qualities of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, from the immigrants and from those who gave support, meaning the Muhajireen and Al-Ansar respectively, and those who followed them on righteousness. Examine what's in the Quran from the Salah, commandment of Salah, of prayers, and Zakah, doable charity, and Siyam, and fasting, and Hajj, and pilgrimage, and other virtues and meritorious commands. So you will find it established as being correct and upright. In itself and to others. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses is telling us that those disbelievers from the people of the book and the mushriks were not going to leave their disbelief until there came to them the bayyina, the proof. فَلَمَّا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. So when the proof came, did they abandon their religion? Did they abandon the kufr and shirk? The answer is, when the bayyina, when the proof came, اختلفوا, they disputed. Came in the next verse, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ, which is verse number 4. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ. The answer is in this verse, which is verse number 4. وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. And the people of the book, scripture or the people of the book differed not until after there came to them the clear evidence, meaning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So from them there were those who believed, and from them those who disbelieved. From the Christians, take for example the belief of An-Najashi from Abyssinia, the king of Abyssinia. And from the Jews, take for example the belief of Abdullah bin Salam. So from them there were those who believed, and from those also both the Jews and the Christians and the mushriks who continued on their kufr. Anyone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that he seeks good and seeks the true religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the success to that and led him to iman, to belief. Otherwise, the one who is not, who didn't intend this, then he was left to his kufr. Similarly, from the mushriks, there were those who believed. So many from the mushriks of Quraysh, as we know, turned believers. So, people before the advent of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam message continued to be on this state of kufr until this clear evidence, which is Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, came. And when he came, they differed. Some of them believed and some of them did not believe. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 105, وَلَا تَكُونُوا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cautions us not to be like them. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And be not as those who divided and differed among themselves after the clear proofs had come to them. It is they for whom there is an awful torment. We seek refuge in Allah from that. Then in the next verse, which is verse number 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 6, of course we forget about verse number 5, yes. Verse number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us as to what the clear command. What was the clear command? What way were they commanded to comply with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in surah, in the same surah, verse number 5, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. And they were commanded not but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Allah alone, abstaining from shirk and all forms of shirk. وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and establish the prayers. وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and to give zakah, and that is the right religion and that is the right religion. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to, and this is what the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to them from Allah. He is the clear proof and he is the clear evidence, and that's what he related to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is reminding us as to what was the command that they received. Then in the next verse, which is verse number 6, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Verily those who disbelieve, meaning in the religion of Islam, the Quran and the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, from among the people of the scriptures, from among the people of the scriptures, meaning the Jews and the Christians and the mushriks, will abide in the fire of hell. They are the worst of creatures. They are the worst of the creatures. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that those who disbelieve from them, from the mushriks and from the people of the book, those who disbelieve in the religion of Islam, and you know they die on that, then they will be in the fire of hell forever. And Jahannam is the name of hellfire, and it is called Jahannam because of its far deep bottom, which is dark. So it is a name of the, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, of the names of the fire of hell. We seek refuge in Allah from that. So the Jews and the Christians are disbelievers because they didn't believe in the message of Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam. Even though if they say, we believe in Allah and the last day, and they call for mercy upon their dead and the like from the statements they use, but indeed they are not speaking the truth, they are lying. Indeed, if they are believers, true believers in Allah and the hereafter, then they should have believed in Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Not to mention that they should have believed in their messengers, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his description is in the Torah and in the Gospel, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about this in Surah Al-A'raf, which is chapter 7, verse 157, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث. This is the description of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in their books, and Allah tells us about this in Surah Al-A'raf, which is Surah number 7, chapter number 7, verse 157, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who follow the messenger, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, those who follow the messenger, meaning the prophet who can neither read nor write, that is Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, whom they find written with them in the Torah and in the Injil, in the Gospel, he commands them for al-ma'ruf, and the highest degree of ma'ruf, of good, is tawheed, and all what Islam ordains, because all what Islam ordains is ma'ruf, is good, and forbids them from al-munkar, from disbelief and all forms of evil. He always he allows them as lawful the tayyibat, the good and lawful, as regards to the things, the deeds, the beliefs, etc., and prohibits them as unlawful all the khaba'ith, all the evil and unlawful, as regards also to things, deeds, beliefs, persons and foods, etc. This is what's written in their books concerning the description of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Even Isa alayhi salam said to the children of Israel, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah As-Saff, which is chapter 61, verse 6, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيَّ مِنَ التَّوْرَاتِ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدْ. And this is chapter 61, verse 6. And remember, when Isa, when Jesus alayhi salam, son of Maryam, son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, I am the messenger of Allah unto you, confirming the Torah, which came before me, and giving glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name shall be Ahmad. And Ahmad is one of the names of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. But when he, Ahmad, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, came to them with clear proofs, they said, this is plain magic. And they belied him, and they didn't follow him except a few from the Jews and the Christians who believed in the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and accepted him and followed him. Allah is describing them to us as أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ, that these from the Jews and the Christians and the mushriks who belied the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and continued on their kufr, they are the worst of creatures. They are the worst of the creatures. So those disbelievers from the children of Adam, from the Jews, the Christians and the mushriks, as Allah described them in this surah, are sharrul bariyya, are the worst of creatures. And this is clearly made why? Because they didn't believe. And this is clearly stated in Surah Al-Anfal, which is chapter 8, verse 55. Chapter 8, verse 55. إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That the worst of the creatures with Allah, or before Allah, are those who disbelieved, and they didn't believe. فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. This is in Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8 verse 55, and also in another verse as well as to this verse 55, verily the worst of moving living creatures before Allah are those who disbelieve, so they shall not believe. فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Also in Surah Al-Anfal, the same chapter, verse 22 and 23. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ شَرَّ الدَّوَابِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الصُّمُّ الْبُكْمُ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Verily the worst of moving living creatures with Allah are the deaf and the dumb, those who understand not, meaning the disbelievers. وَلَوْ عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا, عليكم السلام ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته, لَأَسْمَعَهُمْ وَلَوْ أَسْمَعَهُمْ لَتَوَلَّوْا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Had Allah known of any good in them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, He would indeed have made them listen, and even if He had made them listen, they would not but have turned away, averse to the truth. So if they are the worst of the living creatures, then what we should expect from them is all sorts of evil. And that's what comes out from the worst of creatures. So we cannot really trust and have good opinion about them, except we may have trust with the truthful from them, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam trusted the mushrik Abdullah bin Urayqit, when he hired him to show him the way on his way of migration from Mecca to Medina. However, the majority of them cannot be trusted because they are the worst living creatures because of their disbelief. So after this, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Jews and the Christians and the mushriks, then He came to tell us concerning the ruling of the believers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Those who believe and did righteous deeds or do righteous deeds are أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. They are the best of creatures. So they believe in Allah and they believe and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do righteous deeds. And here we know that Al-Quran, as you can tell, after Allah spoke about the disbelievers, He immediately started telling us about the believers. And this is the Quran. This is the style of the Noble Quran. It is Masani, oft repeated, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 39:23. Now, Allah has sent down the best statement, the Quran, the Quran, its parts resembling each other in goodness and truth, oft repeated. The skins of those who fear their Lord shiver from it. Oh, okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, Allah has sent down the best statement, a book, this Quran, its parts resembling each other. Its parts resembling each other in goodness and truth, oft repeated. The skins of those who fear their Lord shiver from it when they recite it or hear it. Then their skin and their heart soften to the remembrance of Allah. That is the guidance of Allah. He guides there with whom He pleases, and whomever Allah sends astray for him, there is no guide. So, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the people of the fire of hell, and then immediately He tells us about the people of paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from hell and to make us from the dwellers of paradise. And similarly in the Quran there are many verses of warning and of glad tidings. Why? In order man's journey to Allah, he is always in a state of fear and hope. And that also so that he doesn't get bored having this variety of style in the Quran and of the variety of subjects and topics and matters. It gives the self motivation. Unlike if it is on one pattern, in that case man may get bored and his self may not be motivated. So the best of the living creatures are the believers in Allah and His Messenger and those who do righteous deeds. And they are on four levels, on four degrees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah An-Nisa chapter 4 verse 69 concerning these levels. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And whoso obeys Allah and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed His grace, of the prophets, the siddiqeen, the truthful ones, the martyrs, and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. So these are the four levels and four degrees. The highest is that of prophethood. And the highest of the prophethood level is the level of messengership. Then after prophethood is as-siddiqiyya, truthfulness. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes on top. And the third are the shuhada. Ash-shuhada. Who are they? The martyrs. It is said that they are Ulul Ilm, the people of knowledge, and it is said also that they are those who get killed in the battlefield for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayah, this verse, comprises both meanings without any contradiction. And this is the way for the person who works on the explanation of the Noble Quran must know. Now, and as-salihin, the last level is the one, the righteous. So altogether, these are the believers and who believe in Allah, and they are on different levels, and those who do righteous deeds according to their levels, they are the best of living creatures from the, they are the best of the creatures whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. What is their reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that clear. جَزَاؤُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. The last verse, please. Their reward with their Lord is جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ. جَنَّات, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in the plural. Why? Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the authentic hadith said, جَنَّتَانِ إِنَّ الْجَنَّاتِ جَنَّتَانِ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ, two gardens from gold, آنِيَتُهُمَا وَمَا فِيهِمَا, their utensils and what's therein, وَجَنَّتَانِ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ, and two gardens of silver, آنِيَتُهُمَا وَمَا فِيهِمَا, their utensils and all that therein. And this is indicated in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Rahman, verse 46, please. Surah Al-Rahman, verse 46. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. So this will be chapter 55, chapter 55, verse 46. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that verse 55, 46, but for him who fears the stand